我们弟兄姐妹及线上的同龄，大家安息日快乐。
Brothers and sisters, happy Sabbath.
今天啊，下午在这个时间里头，要共同学习主耶稣传福音。
And the topic for today's sermon is Jesus preaches the gospel.
今天我们可以领受这个福音。
And the reason why we are able to receive the salvation,
也就是因着主耶稣带当时他传的福音。
Is it because he preached the gospel at the time?
也借着他的门徒继续传福音。
Through his disciples.
那也透过主耶稣选召的工人，像保罗，他们继续传这个福音。
Also from disciples like Paul, who were able to continue on the spreading of gospel.
因此呢，感谢主，今天我们就可以福音可以领受。
Thank God that today we are able to receive the gospel.
所以今天呢，我想我们大家可能有共同遇到一个问题。
I believe we all encounter the same problem.
就是最近的疫情。
It would be the pandemic.
如果没有主耶稣的福音可以来领受的话，
Without the gospel from Jesus,
我看可能我们的内心真的会很空虚又很着急。
We would have felt very empty.
所以今天呢，我们能够在这边来聚会来敬拜神。
Today we're able to gather together and worship God.
这是主耶稣给我们的恩典。
This is a blessing from the Lord.
所以我们就来学习主耶稣传福音。
And we are going to learn how Jesus preaches the gospel.
当时传，现在也要传。
The gospel was spread then and as much as is now.
我们首先就来看几段圣经节。
Let's take a look at a few Bible verses.
我们请看马太福音的第四章。
Let's turn to Book of Matthew, chapter 4.
马太福音第四章，我们看十七节。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
请读。
From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near."
读到十八节。
18. As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen.
从这里是主耶稣，他三十岁投入了传福音的工作。
At the age of 33, Jesus began his ministry.
他在这边接受试探以后，
After he was tempted,
他就传起天国的道理来了。
He started to preach the gospel.
所以当时就首先选了两个这个工人啊。
He recruited two workers.
然后呢来到了二十一节这边呢。
In verse 21 it says,
又继续选了两个工人。
Going on from there, he saw two other brothers.
也等于是第一个阶段主耶稣传不够，再继续选召了四个工人来传。
Beginning with two disciples, which wasn't enough, later he chose another two disciples to continue with the ministry.
主耶稣真的非常积极的为天国的福音来开船。
He focused on his ministry very proactively.
所以有主题，有工人。
There is a topic and also workers.
那主耶稣感觉到这样做还不够。
Even then, he still felt that wasn't enough.
主耶稣感觉到这个福音太重要了。
Jesus knew at the time that the gospel was really important.
主耶稣一个人加上四个工人来投入传福音的工作还不够。
Even with himself plus four other workers,That was still not enough manpower to with his ministry.
所以来到了这个马太福音的第十章里头啊。
If we continue to look at Book of Matthew chapter 10,
主耶稣就又招了八个门徒投入传福音的工作。
In that chapter, we can see that he recruited another eight these workers for the ministry.
所以从十章的一节一直到第七节里头。
From chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 7,
主耶稣在这边特别交代这些工人怎么去做传福音的工作。
Lord Jesus taught the disciples how to start with the ministry.
还特别跟他们强调,
he emphasized that
就是在第七节说,
in verse 7 it says
谁走谁传, 天国近了。
Jesus told them that's what they should do. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near.
主耶稣他传福音的工作 有方法，有技巧，有主题，有工人。
His ministry includes a lot of strategies, workers, and different skill sets.
因为这个福音啊，对当时太重要。
The ministry was important at the time.
那对今天我们啊，也有今生跟来生的重要性啊。
It's important when it comes to our daily life. As well as our internal life.
所以今天我们就要来特别探讨主耶稣所传的福音。
Therefore, we're going to focus on Jesus' ministry works.
他的传福音的一些重要性。
The importance of his ministry.
我们知道主耶稣跟一般的旧约时代的先知祭司不一样。
We know Jesus is different from the prophets in the Old Testament.
甚至呢，跟一些世界上的伟人的出生也不一样。
He was also different from some of the well-known people.
主耶稣他的出生是照着预言来的。
The birth of Jesus was according to prophecy.
所以主耶稣传福音的工作，他就跟过去旧约时代的 这些先知的工作方向方法完全的不一样。
Therefore, his ministry was vastly different from the prophets in the Old Testament.
所以从刚才我们所看的马太福音里头的圣经节的记载，
So from the verses that we look at in Book of Matthew,
可以了解到主耶稣传福音非常的积极。
We understand that his ministry was very active.
主耶稣在两个 段落里头特别强调,
he emphasizes that
天国近了,
kingdom of heaven is near.
那如果以今天来讲, 那现在的天国比过去还要近了。
If we now comes today, the kingdom of heaven should be very near us, even more so than before.
所以今天呢, 我们就是要来, 探讨, 了解这个道, 主耶稣所传的福音，它的重要性。
Today we're going to find out the importance of his ministry.
到底呀，主耶稣所传的福音有哪些重要性啊？
What are some of the importance of his ministry?
小就分几个段落来做探讨。
There's a few topics I would like to go over.
第一个重要性。
The first point.
就是有属灵的智慧。
It's having the spiritual wisdom.
因为啊，你有这个智慧啊，你才可以分辨、了解、看清楚天国真的近了。By
having the spiritual wisdom, you can then understand how close the kingdom of heaven is.
如果没有这种属灵的智慧啊，你还是不了解、看不出来。Without
the spiritual wisdom, you wouldn't be able to understand.
因为这是主耶稣他的福音的特别重要的地方。
This is why his ministry is important.
像这个马太福音的第五章一直到第七章里头。
In Book of Matthew from chapter 5 to chapter 7.
在这里面是主耶稣所谈的一段很重要的登山宝训。
One of the chapters mentioned the Beatitudes.
可以称为今天的金玉良言。
These are important verses.
也可以看为是天国的宪章。
These are the chapters of the heavenly kingdom.
更把它称为圣经最精华的一部分。
They're also known as the essence of the Bible.
所以在这里头啊，我们会看到主耶稣所谈的一些有关于啊这种属灵的征服器啊。
From these verses, we can know the blessings from God.
所以当你在看马太福音的第五章里头啊
，In Book of Matthew, Chapter 5,
你会看到啊，主耶稣他所讲这些道理的奥秘性。
You will see the mystery of all these blessings.
这是真的有属灵的眼光、属灵的智慧才看得出来的。
Only people with spiritual eyesight and spiritual wisdom can tell the difference.
一般人把财、子、寿称为人的重要的三福。
We regard wealth, offspring, longevity as blessings in our life.
但是主耶稣他怎么说呢
？But what does Jesus say about these?
这是有属灵智慧才看得出来的。
Only people with spiritual wisdom can tell the difference.
在马太福音当中啊，我们看到主耶稣所讲的这个登山宝训啊。
In Beatitude, it says.
这个马太福音的第五章二节里头啊。
In Matthew chapter 5, verse 2.
这里说主耶稣就开口教训他们说了。
Jesus began to teach them, saying.
难道怎么说呢？说虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
简单说，虚心的人会得到天国的福气呀。
Simply put, those who are poor in spirit will receive blessing from kingdom of heaven.
第二
，Second，
对于哀痛的人的安慰啊。
Blessed are those who mourn.
说不幸中哀痛的人会蒙主的安慰啊。
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
有神亲自来安慰我们啊。
When God personally comfort you.
再来第三个啊，温柔的人啊不计较。
Continue on. Blessed are the meek.
哦，因为要特别蒙天上的神来赐。这个天国的土地啊
，For they will inherit the earth.
这个就是一种属灵里面的奥秘啊。
These are all mysteries in the spirit.
那再来就是强调说要追求公义啊。
Then later he mentioned that we need to be hungry and thirsty for righteousness.
哦，因为人有公义才可以不会有那种嫉妒。或者仇恨的心理。
Only when we have the righteousness, then we would be able to forsake our hatred.
甚至主耶稣也特别强调要懂得怜悯人、怜恤人。
Jesus also mentioned that we need to be merciful.
主耶稣又接着说了，清心的人可以见主的面呐。
Then he says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God."
甚至又特别强调说要去制造和平啊。
And he says, blessed are the peacemakers.
人能够生长在和平的环境是多么的幸福跟快乐啊。
Wouldn't it be, if you're able to live in an environment that are peaceful, wouldn't it be nice?
国家土地不平安不和平。
If you do not have peace,
你天天会心灵不得安静
，and you wouldn't be able to quiet yourself down.
你居家的生活没有和平，我看你大概不想回家了。
And if you do not have peace in your family life, I assume that you wouldn't want to go home.
可见呢，这个制造和平是多么的重要啊
！From there, we can see that be able to have peace is very important.
最后一福就是要懂得为义受逼迫，等于是一种得福气的一种开始。
Lastly, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
所以，这个就是从主耶稣他所讲的宝训的一些宝贵智慧性。
These are wisdoms coming from the Lord Jesus.
我们能够听懂，我们就可以去 得享当中的智慧。
If we're able to comprehend these, then we are able to receive the wisdom within.
所以主耶稣在传福音就讲了这么的重要、这么的宝贵的道理。
While preaching, Jesus mentioned all these very important points.
那允许想说，我书把它读得好，就可以有智慧了。
You assume that if you're able to remember those verses, then you will receive wisdom.
其实读书好是一种尝试、一种知识的加添。
In reality, if you're able to study, then you will be able to gain knowledge.
这个不代表你的智慧好。
However, it doesn't mean that you will receive wisdom.
那智慧好是指的什么呢？
What does it mean by having wisdom?
我们来看诗篇111篇第十节。
Let's turn to Psalm 111, verse 10.
诗篇111篇第十节。
Psalm 111, verse 10.
请读。第十节。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise.
这一段非常清楚告诉我们。
This verse clearly tells us.
你懂得来敬畏神就是智慧的开端啊。
If you're able to have the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of the wisdom.
更懂得来遵行神命令的就是聪明人了。
If you're able to follow his precept, then you will have good understanding.
所以知识跟智慧是不一样。
There's a difference between having knowledge and having wisdom.
所以今天我们要懂得来敬畏神。
Today we need to know how to fear God.
约伯记的28章28节里头特别说到。
In book of Job, Chapter 28, verse 28 says,
说敬畏神就是智慧。
The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom.
远离恶就是聪明。
And to shun evil is understanding.
所以从圣经告诉我们啊。
And the Bible tells us,
这就是懂得来敬畏神宝贵的地方。
That's why it is precious that you are able to fear God.
那圣经的传道书12章13节又告诉我们。
And in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 13, it says,
人敬畏神是人当尽的本分啊。
Fear God and keep his commands, for this is the whole duty of man.
所以今天我们懂得来敬畏神就是重要的地方啊。
That's why it is important that we know how to fear God.
所以主耶稣他来到世上所传的就是这些福音啊。
These are the gospel that Jesus spread it.
因为对我们是一种福气的一种消息啊。
These are good news of blessings.
因此呢，我们特别把它称为福音啊。
That's why we call them gospel.
啊，这个福音呢？全部都记载在这一本圣经里头。
The gospel is recorded in the Bible.
因此，这本圣经就是赐给世人最大的一种宝贝啊。
This is why the Bible is so precious.
也就是赐给我们世人聪明智慧的开始。
This is the beginning of our wisdom.
因为这个对我们的将来得救啊，跟此事有绝对的智慧关系。
Pertaining to our salvation in the future.
这是第一点我们所探讨有关属灵智慧的问题。
This is having the wisdom.
再来第二点呢，这个福音呢，会带给我们一种依靠的力量。
Second point, the gospel would provide reliance.
我们从圣经可以知道。
From the Bible, we can tell.
在天国近的这个时间点里头，
when the kingdom of heaven is near,
我们会特别遇到一些患难的临到。
We will encounter troubles.
甚至会特别遇到苦难的一些折磨。
As well, trials.
这就是因为天国近的，整个大地都不安静。
This is why this is what we're going through when the kingdom of heaven is near.
但是呢, 在这个不安静的时间点里头呢,
during this chaotic time,
我们怎么处过这种不安静的时间点上面呢?
How do we carry ourselves and live through this time?
从主耶稣所传的福音告诉我们,
from the gospel, it tells us,
主耶稣要成为我们的依靠。
The Lord Jesus will become our reliance.
为什么我会这么说呢?
Why do I say that?
因为主耶稣所传的福音特别的讲得很清楚的。
The gospel tells us clearly.
在马太福音的11章,
in book of Matthew, chapter 11,
28节跟29节, 这里就说了,
in verse 28 and 29, it says,
马太福音11章的28节跟29节,
book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28 to 29,
请读,
come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
今天我们看到主耶稣所传的这个福音点福音上面,
and according to the gospel,
那又看回到世上的人,
and looking at the people in this world,
今天活在世上的人都挑着重担,
all of us are weary and burdened,
更是挑着罪担,
and we all have sin.
有的是挑着病担,
and some of us are sick.
那有一些人所挑的是忧虑的担子,
some of them carry heavy burden.
因为每个人的担子不大一样啊,
we all carry different burdens.
但是每个人都有每个人的担子,
but we all have our own burdens.
今天呢, 我们要懂得明白这个福音,
we need to understand the gospel.
你才会把这个担子来卸给我们的主耶稣,
only then we know how to unload our burdens to our Lord Jesus.
刚才我们所看的, 马太福音的11章29节说到,
in Matthew chapter 11, verse 29, it says,
主耶稣说你们当负我的轭学我的样式,
take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
那这样呢你们的心里就必得享安息,
for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls.
这是一种非常实用又实在的一种主耶稣的吩咐,
this is very practical.
也等于是说呢, 你要得享这个安息,
in order to receive rest,
你要懂得去负主耶稣所负的这个轭,
you need to be able to take upon the yoke.
负主耶稣的轭不困难啊,
it is not difficult to take upon his yoke.
主耶稣特别强调说了,
the Lord Jesus says,
你们要学我的样式啊,
you need to learn from me.
我的样式是怎么样?
What does it look like?
柔和跟谦卑嘛,
gentle and humble.
就是这么简单啊,
simple as that.
所以啊, 懂得把担啊, 把这些重担来卸给主耶稣啊,
if you know how to unload your burdens,
就是学习主耶稣的柔和跟谦卑啊,
this is to learn how to be gentle and humble like Lord Jesus.
不过有的人哦, 可能要自己来试试看啊,
Some of you will need to get your feet wet and try yourself.
因为我第一个, 我身体很强壮,
first, I'm healthy.
第二个, 我头脑很好,
second, I'm intelligent.
第二个, 第三个, 我个性很坚强,
third, I'm very, have a strong will.
所以这些人呢, 你就没办法去尝试主耶稣交代你的轭了。
And for those people, they're not able to take upon the Lord Jesus' yoke.
你就不会把这个担子来卸给主耶稣了,
And you're not able to unload your burden to Lord Jesus.
那这种人呢, 等于把主耶稣所传的福音放在耳边了。
For them is going one ear and come out the other.
如果你有把主耶稣的道理放在心上,
if you're able to place the words of Jesus in your heart,
大概你就会把你所自己想的放下来。
Then you'll be able to unload your burdens.
这种人是世界上最聪明的人。
These kind of people are one of the smartest.
因为有人来帮你担担子，你就卸给他了。
If someone's willing to carry on your burden, you should just unload.
这就是世界上最聪明的人。
This is the smartest people in the world.
所以今天呢，不管你个人有什么担子啊。
It doesn't matter what kind of burdens that you have.
你只要本着信心来交代交通主耶稣的身上。
As long as you can unload your burdens according to faith.
用柔和跟谦卑来交代主耶稣的身上。
If you're able to be gentle and humble,
主耶稣他就会来担当我们的罪了。
Lord Jesus will come and take upon your yoke.
更担当我们的重担呐，and
also take over your burden.
这个就是一种生活上的智慧。This
is wisdom in life.
应用在我们的交托上面，which
can be applied to us.
如果一个懂得依靠神的人，if
someone that knows how to rely on God,
就表示说呢，你对神啊已经啊有完全的信任。
Which means you have you trust the Lord completely.
信任什么呢?
And what does that mean?
信任我已经交托在主耶稣的身上。
It means that you completely rely on the Lord.
在以弗所书的2章里头啊,
in Ephesians chapter 2,
主耶稣的2章的12节上面啊,
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 12,
这是保罗啊, 他所传了一段福音的话。
This is what Paul says.
说那时你们与基督无关了，在以色列国民以外，在所应许的诸业上面是局外人，并且活在世上没有指望，没有神了。Remember
that at the time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenant of the promise, without hope and without God in the world.
保罗提到当时以色列以弗所的信徒啊。
This is what Paul this is how Paul talked about the people in Ephesians.
因为以弗所的信徒跟过去的选民是不一样的。
This is how Paul talked about the Ephesians. The Ephesians were different from the others.
所以保罗在这边特别强调啊。
Paul says here,
跟基督无关了。If
it's without God,
甚至也特别强调说，在应许的诸业上面是局外人了。That
they are excluded,
也是没有指望又没有神了。That
they're without hope and without God.
看到有所的同龄啊。
Looking at the Ephesians,
他们过去真的没有神，没有依靠。They
had no hope and no God.
因此呢，他们就过着很痛苦的生活。They
live life, they suffer in their life.
那现在呢，保罗就来安慰他们。Now
Paul comforted them.
这是本着主耶稣所传的福音，借着保罗来安慰他们。
According to the gospel of the Lord,
能够带给有所的弟兄姐妹有指望，跟神有关系。
In order to bring hope to the Ephesians,
这也就是能够让有所的同龄再次的领受从神而来的这个福分。
So that they will be able to receive blessings from the Lord.
那今天呢，换了我们来说。
And for us,
我们的处境跟有所的 弟兄姐妹的处境同样啊。
Our situation is no different from those who are efficient.
因为我们也是从外邦来信耶稣啊。
Because we were Gentile once.
所以今天我们有指望，我们有神可以来敬拜，来相信他。
Today we have hope and we have God to, that we can worship to.
就成为我们信徒的一种极大的福分啊。
This is a great blessing for us.
所以今天我们只要借着祷告
，through prayers，
你有什么痛苦，有什么困难
，we're able to unload all our burdens.
你向神祷告，神必垂听啊。
To our Lord and our God will listen to you.
这个雅各书的五章啊。
In Book of James, chapter 5.
雅各书五章的十三节啊。
Book of James, chapter 5.
啊
，verse
13. 这个十三节，雅各他说：“说你们中间有受苦的呢，他就该祷告；有喜乐的呢，他就该歌颂。”
Is any one of you in trouble? He should pray. Is anyone happy? Let him sing songs of praise.
这是雅各他对当时的人特别的强调。
This is what Paul says to the people there.
也就是有信心的祷告，它的功效是大的。
Prayer with faith is effective.
所以呢，在十六节就说了。
In verse 16 it says.
五章的十六节，雅各书五章的十六节。
James chapter 5 verse 16。
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得到医治。一人的祈祷所发的力量是大有功效。
Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
所以这个就是依靠带给我们的一种幸福感啊。
This is the blessing.Coming from being able to rely on God.
所以有的人如果吃到自己所喜欢吃的，就感觉到很幸福。
Someone who is able to have their favorite food would feel really happy.
得到想要得的东西，就感觉很幸福。
If you're able to receive something that you always wanted, you would feel very happy.
其实啊，你如果有这种感受。只是短暂而已啊。
This feeling usually is short-lived.
主耶稣成为我们一生一世的依靠。
Our Lord will become our reliance for our whole life.
这才是最大的幸福。
This is the biggest blessing.
再来我特别来谈到有关于一件非常重要的重要性。
I'd like to mention something important to you.
因为我们领受这个福音的人啊。
For those of us who receive his salvation.
有带来属灵的喜乐。
We will receive spiritual joy.
啊，这种喜乐呢，跟我们将来要回到天家有极其相关性。
Which is completely related to the kingdom heaven.
今天我们生活在世上这个肉体
，Today we're in flesh，
真的能够过着喜乐的生活是非常的一种不容易的一件事情。
It's not easy to have joy，
因为我们有很多的烦恼
，Because we have a lot of worries。
但是呢，我们能够从主耶稣所传的福音，我们就感受到从神而来的那种喜乐。
If we're able to receive the gospel from the Lord, then we are able to receive the joy coming from Him.
在马太福音的九章里头
，In Book of Matthew, chapter 9,
在这一段呢，就有记载了好几位蒙主医治的人。
It records a few people that were healed.By our Lord.
比如在下半段就特别提到治血肉的妇人
It mentioned a sick woman.
甚至啊，管会堂的埃努的女儿病了啊，甚至蒙主的救赎。
Also mentioned a woman who was in charge of a synagogue who was healed by the Lord.
甚至当中呢，又记载那个瞎子蒙子医治了。
Also records a blind who was healed by the Lord.
这些人真的都需要从主福音来得到极大的安慰。
They all needed the great comfort from Lord.
像我们啊，早上第一节杨传道特别啊用了这个啊血肉的妇人啊做勉励。
In the morning sermon, Preacher Yang talked about the sick woman as encouragement to all of us.
也特别提到台湾的一个许医师许太太，她的血肉症某子医治的一段经过。
He also mentioned a testimony about a sister in Taiwan who had a similar situation as a sick woman in the Bible.
因为我都听过他本人的蒙恩见证啊。
I heard this testimony before.
真的太感动人了。
It was very touching.
所以他信了主以后，感觉非常的喜乐。
After she was baptized, she became very joyful.
因此就改变她整个人生啊。
The gospel changed her whole life.
那这种喜乐呢，就带着永远永远，让她有永远的一种得救的盼望。
The joy brings hope to her.
我想这种盼望是一种极重要的。
This hope was really important to her.
因为我们领受从主所传的福音，也就是认识耶稣，他就是真神。
The gospel says that the Lord is the true God.
也要带给我们将来有永生的得救盼望。
The gospel will also bring the eternal life.
这种盼望才是重要的。
This hope of eternal life is important.
因为我们每个人在世上活了几十年而已啊。
We are only in this world for a few decades.
即使你做了很国王啊、总统啦、或者是有丰富的家产呐、可是在世上很快就过去了。
Everything that you acquire in this world, whether it be status or assets, they will go by quickly.
什么都带不去的啦。
You will never be able to bring anything along with you.
但是今天我们所领受的福音呢、
However, the blessings that we receive
就是关系到我们有今生跟来生的盼望。
This pertains to the hope that we have for the eternal life.
所以主耶稣在传福音呢，特别讲到一件事情。
When Jesus preaches the gospel, he talks about one thing.
在约翰福音的11章25节这边特别说到。
In John chapter 11, verse 25,
主耶稣所说的就是复活的问题啊。
The Lord Jesus talks about resurrection.
也等于是说领受这个福音的人虽然死了，
even for the people who have received salvation passed away,
但也必要复活的。
They will come back to life.
所以这段主耶稣他就说了。
In this verse, Lord Jesus says,
复活在我。
I am the resurrection.
生命也在我。
In life.
信我的人虽然死了，
He who believes in me will live.
也必要复活。
Even though he dies.
二十六节又说
，Verse 26，
凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Whoever lives and believes in me will never die。
这一段是极重要的一种带给我们大的盼望的。
These are important verses and bring great hopes to us。
如果没有领受这个福音的人，这种信息都得不到的。
For those who don't receive the salvation, they were never able to understand this.
更没有这种盼望的。
They will never have such hope.
所以人啊, 能够永远不死, 那多么的好。
Wouldn't it be nice if we can live on forever?
可是人不死是不可能的。
However, it is impossible that we live forever.
圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
因为死就是人犯罪的工价。
Death is the price of sin.
所以呢, 每一个人活在世上都要盼望更美的家乡。
Well, in this world, we should always hope for the better life.
因为世间的人等于是做客旅的生活来到世上。
We are only here as a visitor.
因此呢, 圣经告诉我们,
the Bible tells us,
要懂得来羡慕那更美的家乡。
We should long for a better life.
那更美的家乡在哪里啊?
And where is this better life?
是在中国吗?
Is it in China?
是在英国吗?
Is it in the UK?
也许说在台湾。
Some will say in Taiwan?
错了。
No, none of those.
在天国。
It's in heaven.
更美的家乡在天国。
A better place is in the heaven.
所以, 这就是圣经告诉我们的了。This
is what the Bible tells us.
我们来看希伯来书。Let's
turn to Hebrew.
11章
Chapter 11.
16节
Verse 16.
希伯来书11章16节 请读。
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 16.
16节.
Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them.
这一段带给我们基督徒有极大的一种盼望。
This verse brings great hope to all of Christians.
我过去在负担教会的时候,
while I was a preacher,
一个老姐妹她就跟我分享过去她曾经梦见的一段经过。
A sister shared her vision to me.
因为她那个时候刚信主没有多久。
At the time, she just got baptized.
因为她过去生长在台湾的乡下海边的地方。
She grew up in the countryside by the sea.
那个海边都是拜拜啊。
The people who live in the town, they worship pagan god.
而且又拜得非常的严重啊。And
they were serious believers of pagan gods.
所以她后来跟着丈夫啊到台北这边来教书工作。Later
in her life, she and her husband moved to Taipei for work.
后来呢，她就接触到
She came in contact with our church members.
所以在教会就开始慕道。
Then she started coming to church as a
true seeker. 她那个时候对教会的道理也不大懂。
She didn't quite understand the truth at the time.
结果听了教会的布道会，完了回到家的时候。
After attending the spiritual convocation,
在那个晚上她就梦见了。During
sleep, she dreamed.
你有买房子吗?
Someone asked her, "Did you buy a house?"
晚上梦见说有个陌生的人来跟他问说你有没有买房子了。
Someone in her dream asked her whether you bought a place or not.
他就跟他互动，我正想要买房子，没有错了。
Then she talked to that person in her dream, saying, "Yeah, I'm in the process of buying a house."
哦，好，很好，很好。
And that person was like, "Yes, that's good."
那我现在来查一查，看你的下定了没有。
And that person continues, "I'm going to check for you to see if you if you bought the place yet."
结果看一看他的步骤，说：“你都没有，还没有定呢。”
Then later, that person in her dream says, "Oh, I think you haven't ordered your house yet."
结果他说：“你要赶快定哦。”
He continues to say, "Oh, you should go ahead and buy the place."
他 误以为说到北部要买个房子的那个梦，那个梦啊。
哦，请讲完。
啊，他把他误会，以为到北部要买个房子来住。
She thought that it was a house that for it was a house that she needs to purchase while she was in Taipei.
其实那个时候是天使跟他讲话。
In reality, that was an angel talking to her.
要订天国的房子了。
To asking her to buy a place in heaven.
因为他那个时候在慕道嘛。
She was still she was true thinking at the time.
啊，他也听懂这个道理。
She understood it.
啊，所以他也很认真在祷告求圣灵。
And she was trying really hard to receive the Holy Spirit.
所以隔了几天，他就得到圣灵了。
A few days later after dream, she received the Holy Spirit.
结果他得到圣灵那个晚上又，又那个梦的人又来跟他讲说：“哦，你已经有开始在准备下定了。”
And the night that she received the Holy Spirit, she had another dream, and the person came and talked to her again. And that person said, "Oh, I see that you're about to buy the place."
啊，赶快要办手续啊！
Just continue on with the transaction.
啊，因为他不懂什么办这个买房子的手续啊。
That sister didn't understand the process of buying a place.
所以他就来跟传道分享这一段经过。
Hence, she shared this experience with the preacher.
那个时候我还没注目他的教会。
I wasn't the preacher at her church at the time.
是后来他在跟我分享以前的这一段。
She was just sharing this experience with me later on.
因为你有得到圣灵，还要受洗，表示说你住进天家，手续办好。
Because she was baptized and also received the Holy Spirit, which means that she had a place in heaven.
所以隔了几年，又让她梦见这个有关买房子的事情。
A few years later, she had another dreams about purchasing a house.
那现在呢？买房子的变成他的先生了。
But in this dream, the person who was purchasing the house was her husband.
因为他的先生慕道也不受洗。
Her husband truth thought for a long time, but he hadn't made up his mind to get baptized.
也没有努力祷告求圣灵。
He wasn't trying hard to get the Holy Spirit.
后来梦完了，又跟传道分享这段经过。
After this dream, she shared this experience with the preacher again.
然后呢，就鼓励他的先生，说：“赶快哦，你要叫先生一起来教会受洗呀！不然的话哦，你这个天上没有家了。”
The preacher then asked her to encourage her husband to continue to come to church, otherwise he wouldn't have a place in heaven.
隔了几年，他的先生就受洗了。
Again, a few years later, from then on, her husband got baptized.
那经过二十多年，我来到那边教会注目的时候
，And 20 years later, after I became the preacher of the church,
她再次来分享这一段。
She shared her testimony with me.
我说哇，那感谢主啊！主耶稣用这个买房子来鼓励你跟鼓励的先生。
And I say, thank God, God used this as encouragement to make you get baptized.
所以我问他了，那你们现在受洗几年了？
And I asked her, how long have you been baptized?
将近要40年，四十多年了。
And she said, almost 40 years.
哦，她说真的有信到主耶稣，实在太幸福了。
And she said, "It's such a great blessing that I'm able to become a Christian."
有盼望，有喜乐，有依靠。
She has hope. She has joy.
这是借着主耶稣他的福音带给我们，都有将来美满跟幸福的。
through the gospel that we are able to have this blessed life.
那我们下午这一段我们就学习到这里。
And I conclude my sermon here.
一起唱诗。
Let's sing hymn
91首。
91.